It's Black History Month, y'all, on Ride Us Live. We're going to talk about one of the most iconic black films in the history of making movies, y'all. Coolie High, let's get it.
They call him
What's up, y'all? Welcome to Ride Us Live. We talking about Coolie High. I just want to get this out the way right off the rip. As a shorty in the summertime, me, my cousin Donovan, my cousin Paula, and my sister Steph, we used to watch Coolie High every day in the summer. And we had so many questions about the movie and everything. The thing was, we was watching the version of the movie that was cut up, that was edited. So we wasn't actually seeing the whole movie. So we had a lot of questions when we was watching the movie. And I don't think I seen the uncut version of the movie until I was like 22 or 23. You know, it's crazy. I think I was at a hotel with a chick and it was on. And I start seeing all of these scenes that I never saw before. And I was like, hold on. Whoa. And I was actually trying to get into the movie. So I just wanted to give y'all that disclaimer before I actually start talking about the movie. So Coolie High was filmed on the north side of Chicago in the Old Town neighborhood of Chicago. So that's Division and Sedgwick. That's where the school actually was located. So it's about two friends, preaching coaches. They seniors. The year is 1964. So they basically trying to figure out what they going to do after high school. So the two friends, they cut class and do all type of crazy stuff. When the movie come on, Coach Heath going to Preach's house to pick him up because Preach done cut like 4 days out of school already. They go to school, they get out of class because Preach, they got a friend named Pooter. They fake like he got a bloody nose to get out of class, where they meet up with their friend Willie outside of school to cut class and go to the zoo. So while they at the zoo, they steal snacks, popcorn, all of that, because they really don't have no money. And they go to the gorilla house, where they start talking stuff and teasing the gorilla. And one of their friends get hit by gorilla shit. So they laugh and crack jokes about that. And they leave the zoo early because their friend Pooter, he have gorilla shit on his shirt. It's so funny. You got to see it in real time. So they hop the train, start going back to the school. Before they get to the school, they shoot a couple of hoops before they reminded by their friend Pooter that you got to get cleaned up. Pooter go get cleaned up. Preach and Coach Heath, they go to this store called Martha's. It's the local hangout in the area, where they see their friend Dorothy, and Dorothy tell them, like, you know, hey, I'm having a quarter party tonight. They all with it. You know, Preach, he go to the back of the store to go shoot dice with Stone and Robert. Stone and Robert, they the bad guys in the movie. You know what I'm saying? And then, meanwhile, while they shooting dice, Preach sees this girl, Brenda. She a red bone. She's actually his love interest in the movie. So after that, Preach and Coach Heath, they hook up with their girlfriends at the time, Sandra and Johnny May. After that, Coach Heath, he go home. Him and Preach, they separate. Coach Heath finds out that he has a scholarship. Now, this is just a synopsis that I'm giving y'all. So the crew meet up. Preach, Coach Heath, Willie, and Tyrone. And they sip on a little Wild Irish Rose and everything, celebrating Coach Heath's scholarship. And then they head to the party. When they get to the party at Dorothy's house, they don't have no money, so they actually sneak up in there. When they get to the party, they see Stone and Robert. They can't get in because they don't have no bread. Preach, him and Coach Heath, they sneak in. Preach, Coach Heath, and Pooter, while Tyrone distract Dorothy. So, also at the party, Preach, he try to spit game to Brenda. You know, they find out they both have interest in poetry. Coach Heath see this chick at the party named Libretta Brown. And then he start hollering at her. But the whole time, she this dude named Damon's girlfriend. Damon, he's the type of person, he go for bad in a movie. So him and Coach Heath, they get into it. Coach Heath whoop Damon. They have to leave the party early. So they be sitting around. And Pooter, he be talking about that the weed that they had was good. So Coach Heath, you know, a light bulb click off, and his cousin Jimmy Lee is old enough to get the weed, so they go looking for Jimmy Lee. They can't find him. So after they go on a duck mission looking for Jimmy Lee, they head back to Martha's. And while they at Martha's, after smoking weed and drinking and all of that, Stone and Robert, they pull up in a stolen car. And Preach and Coach Heath, they get in the car with Stone and Robert. Preach convinced Stone and Robert to allow him to drive. He get in a car. They let him drive. He can't drive. The police pull up beside Preach, Stone, and Robert and Cochise, and it's a high-speed chase. So eventually Preach, Cochise, Stone, and Robert, they get away from the police. But Preach, he hit a parked car with people in it, so they have to leave the car, and then they run off. So that's act one of the movie right there. So that's what's going on so far. Man, do you want to keep a well-groomed appearance? Go to cognacblack.com for all of your personal grooming needs. That's cognacblack.com. Everybody say yeah! Yeah! Say yeah! Yeah! Say yeah! The next day, they go to their friend Willie's house to study for their history test. But things not going right. So they decide they want to go to a movie instead. Once again, they don't have no bread. Now you got to remember that these high school students, they don't have no money. So they decide to shake down some prostitutes. So they wound up getting $10 out of their shakedown. And they go to the movies. They go to the movies, and a fight occurs, and they have to get up out of there. After the movie, Preach decides to call Brenda. the girl that he met at the party. They go for a walk, they get their boo time in, and they actually make love. So after them having sex, Preach, he's so excited. He blurts out that, "Wait till I tell Coach East I won. That nigga owe me a dollar." So she gets mad about being a cheap dollar bet. And then he gets busted by his little sisters to make matters worse. The next day, they go to school. The police come to the classroom to arrest Preach and Coach East for Grand Theft Auto. They go to jail. Preach, Coach East, Stone Robert, they in jail. But their teacher, Mr. Mason, gets Preach and Coach East out because of their good record. Not being aware who got them out, they worried about how they get out. They really don't want no issues with Stone and Robert, but it's like that. The next day, they at gym, Preach, Coach East, and this how the rumors start. So since Preach and Coach East didn't know how they got out of jail, one of their friends, Tyrone, who I feel like really wasn't never a friend to them anyway, he talk about Preach and Coach East talking about Stone and Robert to get out of jail. And they actually get into it with the dude Damon that Coach East beat up at the party because he's mad. He wants retribution for getting his ass whooped. And that's just the little information that he need to go tell Stone and Robert. Preach wind up finding Mr. Mason after a long conversation in the bathroom, and he finds out that Mr. Mason is the one that got him and Coach East out of jail. So Preach, he running around looking for Coach East. He run into Coach East's cousin, Jimmy Lee. Jimmy Lee tells Preach that Coach East went and took a girl up to his place a couple of hours ago to get down. They get there, and Preach sees that it's his girlfriend, Sandra. Preach is upset. Him and Coach East get into it, and Preach, he doesn't tell Coach East that Mr. Mason got them out of jail. So Preach, he goes to Martha. He sees his girlfriend, Brenda, and he start reconciling with her, trying to explain everything that happened in the bedroom. Brenda forgives him, but at the same time, Stone and Robert, they come into Martha's fresh out of jail, and they heat it. So Preach, he peeped that. He tell Brenda to go meet him at the L station in 15 minutes. She leave up out of the store. Preach get into it with Damon and Stone and Robert, and he runs and hides in the bathroom. So after about 5 minutes, Martha kicked Stone and Robert out of the store, and Preach, he begged Martha to open a side door for him so he could get up out of there, so he could get up out of that jam. She let him out. Meanwhile, Coach, he sees Brenda at the L station. He looking for Preach, and he worried because, you know, Stone and Robert, they trouble. So Brenda tells Coach East, like, "Hey, Stone and Robert, they just walked in. You know, he was acting sort of crazy. You know, he was supposed to meet me here up at the L, but he ain't come." So Coach East, he run off looking for Preach. So when Preach get up out of the store, he's chased by Stone, Robert, and Damon. Preach evades the trio, meets up with his girlfriend, and they get on the train. So while they on the train, Preach so happy that he got away from Stone and Robert, it didn't dawn on him that Stone and Robert was looking for him until Brenda said that Coach East was looking for him, and then a light bulb went off. He explains to his girlfriend that he gotta go see about his friend. He get off the train. Damon, Stone and Robert, They cornered Cochise under the air, and he meets his demise. After that, Preachy runs around the neighborhood looking for his friend. He finds Cochise dead under the overpass, under the air. And then after that, it's actually Cochise's funeral, where Preach, he doesn't attend the funeral, the burial with everybody else. I guess it weighed heavy on him, and he had to have a few words with Cochise by himself, and the movie goes off. If you're looking to get your taxes done, contact Wildlife Tax Service. Email wildlifetaxservice@gmail.com or contact wildlifetaxservices.com. Or you can contact Wildlife Tax Services at 1-708-517-6281. I did this episode for Black History Month. It's important to Black culture. I love the movie. They only had like a $770,000 budget for the movie. The movie wound up grossing $13 million for its time. It was a great story. I don't want to ruin this for anybody who hasn't seen the movie already, but I think, in my opinion, that this is the greatest Black film of all time, at least top five. Y'all hit me up and let me know what y'all think. And I wanted to ask a question. And after you watch the movie, ask yourself, was Preach really a friend of Cochise? Or was Cochise really more of a friend to Preach? Or was they just kids running around reckless, not knowing what they was doing just to figure out their way? Y'all let me know what y'all think about it. I don't think Preach was really a friend of Cochise. He really didn't have nothing going on. He didn't have nothing planned for his future. I know you had options at the age that they were at, but he didn't plan on doing nothing and doing poetry and all of that. He had Cochise stealing from the zoo. He had Cochise riding around in stolen cars. He had Cochise robbing hookers. I feel like Preach would have eventually had Cochise doing something that would have wound up losing his scholarship. Shit, if you look at the movie, he lost his life. So that's why I feel like Preach really wasn't a good friend of Cochise, and he held valuable information. He didn't tell him that the teacher got him out. Y'all let me know if Preach was just in his feelings, or they was young and he didn't know how to deal with it. Y'all let me know. I feel like Cochise was a friend to their little crew. Because the dude, Tyrone, when Damon stole off of him, Cochise handled the situation with Damon by himself. They didn't jump in the fight. They didn't help him. They didn't try to do nothing. But back then, people did have head up fights. So I ain't gonna say that. In the beginning of the movie, when they was trying to take Preach money, Stone and Robert, when he was shooting dice with them, Cochise stepped in and intervened on Preacher's behalf. So I feel like Cochise was more of a friend, but at the same time, you don't sleep with your friend's girl. That's just bro code right there. So we're dropping the mic on Riders Live with that. Thank you.
do I say goodbye to what we had? The good times that made us laugh outweigh the bad. I thought we'd get to see forever. So hard to say goodbye to yesterday. I don't know where this road is gonna lead. What we've been through, if it gets me to tomorrow, I hope it's worth all the pain. It's so hard to say goodbye to yesterday. To say goodbye to yesterday.